broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that efforts refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for June 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our 2 of 2. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. As you know, we believe the checks and balances are brilliant. One of the great ways to restore the country. You got to get involved, understand them, and insist on them. We, the American people, with our greater numbers, absolutely can restore the republic. As you also know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. No vaccine, no work. USA Today. What a sad tale to tell, as Fauci warns of a highly infectious COVID-19 variant. Yeah, he's urging more vaccinations because of the D variant in over 60 countries now, and more virulent, is that how you say it? Yeah, than other strains. Well, now we get to the headline, Republicans press Fauci over apparent discrepancy in congressional testimony on Wuhan lab grant. So they're talking about the money that Fauci and others gave to the Wuhan lab. And the problem with Fauci's testimony is it conflicts. Top Republicans on Wednesday asked Dr. Anthony Fauci to explain what they described as an inherent discrepancy between his recent testimony before Congress and comments made during a conference years ago. In 2012, Fauci, the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, described the type of work later done in communist China as gain-of-function research or enhancement of a virus's transmissibility, adaptability, or pathogenicity. I don't even know how to say some of these words, but whatever. What historically investigators have done, Fauci continued, is actually create gain-of-function by making mutations, passage, adaptation, or other newer and genetic techniques, such as reverse genetics and genetic reassortment. Fauci, the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said during a conference that they're examining gain-of-function risks and benefits. Fauci's agency gave a grant to the EcoHealth Alliance back in 2014 to study the risk of, quote, bat coronavirus emergence. Some of the funding was channeled through subgrants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. How do you respond to that, ladies and gentlemen? How do you deal with a statement like that where Fauci's testimony just flat out conflicts? And I appreciate the Republicans, you know, bringing this up and drilling Fauci down over it, but what's going to happen? Fauci coming out in the news now just saying, in effect, they have a witch hunt against me. Is it a witch hunt or is it a serious problem? Is what I would ask. Are they just on a bender? Is that really what's going on? The problem is Democrats are weaponizing fear and anxiety, ladies and gentlemen, to totally transform America. But it's not just Democrats. It's many Republicans too. So I appreciate that they're going to drill Fauci down. But I'm so jaded. I'm so cynical now. Why? Because are we really going to see Fauci, you know, in jail? Are we going to see Fauci with charges? Are we really going to see anything significant come out of this? Or are we just going to go, oh, Fauci lied. Shame on old Fauci. Oh, man, Fauci's a bad guy. And nothing happened? Or are we going to really start to double down and demand difference, right? So I changed the headline to Democrats and Republicans. Right? Democrats and Republicans are weaponizing fear and anxiety to totally transform America. And you could say, well, some, Republicans aren't, Sam. You're right. Some are not. The ones that are not, in my opinion, are people like Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and a few others. They're not weaponizing fear against the people. But even the majority of Republicans are, partly by their silence and partly by their offensive agenda to join the Democrats. Yes, yeah, serious. Serious problem, right? I personally think it's a massive problem. But what are we going to do about it? See, that's what happens is we bring this up in the news. We're aware of it. Wow, we're shocked by it. Wow, what are we going to do? But yet it just simply gets worse. Because we don't have any accountability. We don't really do anything about it. We talk big, right? But I don't see that we do much about it. Now listen to this carefully. Listen to this carefully, because it goes against everything you're told. New information from the Cleveland Clinic. No need to vaccinate people who have had COVID. Study by top-ranked hospital contradicts claims of Fauci and FDA. Art Moore with the piece from WorldNet Daily, or WND, published June 9th. Yeah. People wait in the observation area as a photo after they got the jab, right? Contradicting the claims of Dr. Anthony Fauci and the FDA, a study by the prestigious Cleveland Clinic concluded there is no need to vaccinate people who have been infected with the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The study found individuals with previous SARS-CoV-2 infection do not get any additional benefits from vaccination, reported newsmedical.net. Wow. Think about that. The findings aligned with a study published last month in Nature by researchers at the Washington State University School of Medicine. They say even mild cases of COVID could create lasting immunity that would guard against repeat infections. Fauci, the White House coronavirus advisor, recently told Business Insider that vaccines are better than the traditional response you get from natural infection, and everyone should get the COVID shot. And last month, the Food and Drug Administration issued an advisory articulating the same. But the Cleveland Clinic study found no significant difference in COVID-19 difference between previously infected folks with natural immunity and vaccinated participants. Not a single instance of SARS-CoV-2 infection was observed in previously infected participants with or without vaccination. So now you have a serious, serious battle on your hands about which physicians are right. Will the media just shut down the ones that believe in natural immunity? The Cleveland study was not tiny. It monitored 52,200 employees of the clinic who each received two doses of the Pfizer BioNTech or Moderna versions of the vaccines. Among them, 5% had previous SARS-CoV-2 infections. Infected people do not need the vaccine. That's how it is. But are we willing to listen? Are we willing to learn? Are we willing to tell the truth? Infected people do not need the vaccine, says the clinic. Also says the previous study we pointed to. But Fauci says you gotta have it. If you don't, you might just be killing everyone. Right? Now listen. That's also the conclusion of Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Reich. Yeah. I mean, so he pointed WorldNet Daily or WND to a massive study in Israel, finding that people who have been tested for the novel coronavirus in the previous 3 or more months had as much protection as vaccinated people. People become immune by surviving infections, argued Reich. He explained that serum antibodies and T-cell antibodies are the white blood cells that stop infections, demonstrate history of past infection, and do very well to fight it. Wow. Reich said the FDA is correct that antibodies from infection are not the same as post-vaccination. But this is irrelevant, he contends. Wow. These natural antibodies are proof of past infection, and past infection is extremely strong evidence of immunity. We are not seeing reinfections. Wow. There you have it. There's no data, or there's more data on natural immunity than vaccinated immunity, just for the record. Quick pause, Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
All right, back with you live, finishing this article. Only WorldNet Daily, WND.com, has the guts to print this, I guess. Serious, serious information, in my opinion. Cleveland Clinic, no need to vaccinate people who have COVID. Study by top-ranked hospital contradicts Fauci and the FDA. Art Moore, WND.com, with the piece. Infected people do not need the vaccine. That's also the conclusion of a Yale University epidemiologist, Dr. Harvey Reich. Or maybe it's Grish. There's more data, by the way, on natural immunity than there is on vaccinated immunity. Why? Because natural immunity has been around longer, another doctor says. That's interesting, right? there's more data on natural immunity than there is on vaccinated immunity, because natural immunity has been along longer. We are not seeing infections, and when they do happen, they're either mild or asymptomatic at best. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The lies have gone on long enough. Now, you can say, Sam, there's truth to both sides. Fine. But they claim there was no truth to our side, that natural immunity mattered, that most people could get over the coronavirus just fine, that we didn't need a man-made experimental injection, that we didn't need masks everywhere, that there are other ways to solve these problems. Why don't we turn to God, for example? We can go on and on and on in this discussion. And now Republicans are pressing Fauci over his dishonest delivery. He lied in court, folks, and should be tried for his abuses. Wow. All right, did you know that Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is in the news, and she signs a law banning ballot harvesting? Yeah, Kim Reynolds banning ballot harvesting. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed the bill into law on Tuesday that bans ballot harvesting in the Hawkeye State. The bill is SF-568, I think it is, which makes some amendments to an election reform law signed by Reynolds in March. I guess it was passed by along party lines, both in the House and the Senate in May. Reynolds didn't make any comment when signing the law, however. She said it's our duty and our responsibility to protect the integrity of every election. Right? When she signed the election law in March, the most notable part of the new law is the strict limit on who can assist voters in delivering ballots, which effectively bans ballot harvesting. The law requires that only someone living in the same home or an immediate family member of a registered voter can deliver the completed absentee ballots for the voter. That's according to the text of the bill. A blind or disabled voter can designate a delivery for the bill. Or I'm sorry, for the ballot. There you have it. Good for Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and stuff. The Democrats are going ballistic over this. But there you have it. Now, this is also interesting. A vaccination site employee arrested and now accused of stealing 528 empty vaccination cards. So now you have this card that you get when you get vaccinated, and that's your vaccine passport. It isn't completely solidified into a passport yet, but it's your vax card, right? Well, the problem with the vaccine passports is they're just slips of paper on cardstock. And I guess an employee of the California Mass Vaccine site has been charged with grand theft for stealing 500 blank vaccine cards. I guess 45-year-old Mohammed Roth Ahmed, they say he's from Las Vegas, but okay, took the cards from the Pomona Fairplex site, according to police. Wow, this is crazy. On April 27th, 2021, Laverne police were notified about a possible theft of COVID-19 vaccine cards by an employee at the site, Laverne police stated. Wow. Detectives responded and determined that the suspect has stolen blank COVID-19 vaccine cards, put him in his car. Additional cards were found in his hotel. Wow. Where the non-clinical contracted employee was staying. So this guy rolls from Vegas to L.A., stay in a hotel. Why we're hiring people from out of town to work on this is a whole nother question. I don't even understand all that. The motivation for the theft, they say, was not specified by authorities. which came about as fake vaccine cards have started being sold across the country. Wow. So I get why he stole them. He wanted to get rich on the, you know, selling the vaccine cards. But I don't understand why they're hiring people from out of town as contractors to work on this stuff in the first place. And I furthermore don't understand, you know, why do we think that these things aren't going to be hacked? It's just like money or forgery of anything else important, IDs or, you know, whatever. Why wouldn't people think that these vaccine cards would be hacked or using, or I don't know what you want to call it, fake versions created and sold? So now what they're going to do is they're going to use this as a catalyst to say, by golly, we just can't have your standard car stock vaccine passports anymore. We got to move them forward. Pretty soon we'll develop a digital vaccine passport that's supposedly unhackable, which, you know, if you listen to me consistently enough, everything is hackable. That's a lie. Right? There's nothing that's not hackable. Remember that, right? You should know that by now because you've listened to me enough to know the truth. All right, vaccination site employee arrested and accused of stealing 528 vaccination cards. I think this is just the very beginning that we'll see more of this big time. Biden admin, COVID-19 advisor, now steps down. Andy Slavin announces that he's stepping down. Let's see, what's this guy's name? Slavitt? Slavitt? I think that's how you say it. Anyway, Andy Slavitt announced that he's stepping down from his role of senior advisor to the White House's COVID-19 response force and efforts. He's a former Obama administration official, right? He was selected as acting chief of Medicare and Medicaid. I guess his role was temporary. He says it's been an honor to serve, but now I got to step down. As planned, I'm returning to my family today. He was named as Joe Biden's coordinator after Joe Biden took office. What do you think of that, folks? The guy already resigns. Maybe it's getting too hot in the kitchen over the vaccine issue, huh? Think that's possible? All right, there's another headline I find interesting that I had to bring to your attention. It says this. People fleeing collapsing economies of blue states. Advisors say you ought to remain. Start making better decisions on who you vote for instead of voting the bad guys in when they ruin the state. You move to a different location and want more of the same. Shame on you. So blue state economy is melting down. I would submit to you that red state economies are better than blue state economies in many cases, but not a whole lot better. They're just 20 years behind the blue states is all they are. Right? I don't mean to be negative, but there's fundamental differences about honest money economies and fake money economies. Every state taking money from the federal government right now, unconstitutionally so, in my opinion. You say, wait a minute, Sam, there's no law that says you can't have the federal government give the states money. No, there's not, if you want to get technical. But there is a constitutional currency provision where states are to use nothing but legal tender, gold and silver. So is the federal government giving the states gold and silver or some other means to pay their debt? If it's some other means, it's constitutional violation, right? So in a literal sense, you can say, Sam, that's not unconstitutional, but in a real sense, it absolutely is. So don't you dare naysayers try to challenge me constitutionally speaking, you'll lose. I'm telling you right now, it's unconstitutional. And Americans need to wake up and learn what is and is not unconstitutional and stand on the constitutional issues of the day. They are the rule of law, after all, are they not? All right, quick pause. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The monthly release of the Consumer Price Index will show Americans if inflation will be short-term or part of a long-term and dangerous cycle. Ahead of Thursday's inflation data, the White House is confident the economic recovery will continue. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. President Biden revoked the pipeline's permits on his first day in the White House. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley's down? Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In a multi-billion dollar industry, should student athletes be paid for playing sports? The debate has been ongoing for decades. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate is hearing from the NCAA president and the nation's top athletic leaders on compensation for students. Legislation has been proposed to allow athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness, or NIL rights.
Together, we have an exceptional opportunity. I think, frankly, a historic opportunity to change the national landscape for college athletics.
NCAA President Mark Emmert adding that the federal solution needs to ensure that NIL payments are not a pay-for-play scenario. Gonzaga men's basketball head coach Mark Few talks about the future of college sports.
Previously mentioned, we are at a critical juncture in college athletics, and it really isn't an exaggeration to say the future of college sports is in jeopardy.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live. I am Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use at your fingertips. Challenges to religious freedom continue from east to west, writes Matt Staver, our buddy over at Liberty Council, doing a great job. He talks about China, talks about North Korea, talks about all kinds of communist dictators across the world, but then they talk about America, religious freedom on the ropes in America as well. Sad, but true. The backslide for the American people seems to be ever-present. Seems to be in your face. What a sad tale to tell for liberty and religious freedom. We have got to stand up for religious freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you say, well, I'm not that religious, I don't really care. You need to care. Because what freedoms will be violated next if you let a religious freedom fall? What freedom is going to be next on the altar? Your right to peacefully assemble? That's part of the First Amendment, one of the five guarantees as well. Your right to freedom of the press? See, all these things are already in tandem being trashed with your right to religious freedom. When challenges on religious freedom continue from east to west all across the globe, including the United States of America, you better stand up and defend religious freedom or you will have no freedoms left. Sadly, America is destroying her country. The American people are trashing all that we hold dear. Sadly, that's my summation. All right, Lockheed Martin's in the news. And Lockheed Martin, believe it or not, sent over 1,000 top employees to white male privilege training, the CEO says. Lockheed Martin, the aerospace and defense giant, known for developing F-35 fighter jets, recently admitted that it has put more than 1,000 top employees through training sessions to learn about privileges they supposedly have as white, straight males. Wow. Such training sessions, including a three-day white men's caucus last June, attended by 13 executive-level employees, are mandatory and attended for Caucasian male executive leaders based on level and position, according to Jim Taiclet, the company's CEO. Wow. I don't know how you even say his name, Jim Taiclet. Wow. I don't know how to respond to this, folks. This is so racist. Right? They say they're mandatory and required to be attended for male, Caucasian, executive leaders based on level and position. According to Jim Taiclet, the company's CEO, in a June 4th letter sent to Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, who expressed concerns about Lockheed Martin's race-centered training program and requested additional information about it. Taiclet said that 1,024 employees have attended this type of training since 2007. He added that the training course attended by white male employees is one of the three parts of a larger program called, let's see if I get this right, Effective Leadership of Inclusive Teams. And participants in the other two courses include women and people. I don't know what that means. So I guess it's like we're going to train you on women and your abuse to women, but it's all aimed at the white male. The bad guy, don't you know? I don't know how to respond to that at all. Except for shame on Lockheed Martin. Now, I guess they can have whatever training they want as a private company, but we should make sure that they can't get government contracts if they're going to be abusive to white people. What a racist agenda that is. If you're white, you're a male, then we know you have special privilege. And we're going to literally attack you for that special privilege, train you on, shame you on that special privilege. Is that where we go? Wow. Over 1,000 employees, the CEO says. So I would ask the CEO, I don't know what color this guy is. Taiclet, Jim, is he a white guy? Did you take the training, Jim? Very scary stuff, to say the least. Just shocking when you look at this, because these are big companies now. And this is being forced down the throats of so many Americans, whether it's vaccines or critical race theory training or, you know, it's just, wow. We better start to bust out our entrepreneurial spirit, ladies and gentlemen, and work for ourselves. But I think most people are just so trained, so steeped in working for the man, I don't know that they can bust out of it, right? I mean, I wish they could. I hope they can. But how do you know for sure, right? I mean, that's the problem. Wow. I don't even know how to respond to it exactly, right? I mean, it's just... All right. Police did not clear BLM protesters from a park last year for Trump's photo op. Remember how the mainstream press just went on and on and on? Hey, the cops by force cleared the protesters so Donald Trump could go in there and get an incredible photo op. Shame on Trump. Shame on the cops. How dare they violate people's First Amendment rights to assembly and et cetera, et cetera. Remember all that? Well, it turned out they lied. The mainstream press in bed with your government once again lied. Headline now says after research study in detail, police did not clear BLM protesters from park last year for the Trump Bible photo op. It isn't true. Well, here's my problem. Where was government? Where was the truth tellers when this was going on and we were being lied to? Why didn't they stand up then? Why do we need an investigative study to prove it? Why didn't the leaders just stand up? Let me give you an example. The Department of the Interior's Inspector General said on Wednesday that Trump White House officials did not forcibly clear protesters from Lafayette Park during the Black Lives Matter protests and riots in Washington and around the state so President Trump could get his photo taken in front of the Church of the Bible. That did not happen. Right? Now, here's the interesting thing that I don't understand. Listen. The Inspector General's report also said the U.S. Park Police did not use tear gas to disperse Black Lives Matter protesters near the White House on June 1st. Now, didn't we just run up and down claiming that Trump let this happen and how dare they do this? And they say the Metropolitan Police, which is operated by the D.C. municipal government, used tear gas in a separate but unconnected incident, officials said. Wow. Last year, Democrats and some administration, that would be Trump administration officials, alleged that former President Donald Trump ordered the clearing of Lafayette Park so he could pose for a picture of him holding a Bible. That incident occurred during the height of left-wing riots, demonstrations, acts of violence, and so on. Now, I look at this headline and I go, wait a minute. If that's true, which I think it is, why did we not hear about it at the time? It wouldn't take a serious investigation. Why are these people silent when they should be whistleblowers and call a halt to the media lies in bed with government con game? But it said Democrats and Republicans were pushing that false narrative. This proves my point. It isn't just Democrats. It's the swamp against us. It's those who want to destroy America versus those who want to restore the great country. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
All right, this is important news, ladies and gentlemen. It's been reported before, but I'm going to report it again. The CDC, also known as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, exaggerated. Right? The CDC exaggerated the rate of outdoor transmission of the coronavirus. That's according to a report by the New York Times. Yeah, NYT. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's not even our news organization, right? There are enemies, if you will, in the news, at least. If you're a vaccinated person, wearing a mask outdoors, I mean, obviously, the risk is minuscule, Fauci said while on ABC News. A string of studies also recently found that it's not likely. Wow. It's extremely low. And studies also recently found that outdoor transmission was so low that outdoor mask mandates should be reduced. All right, if you're a vaccinated person wearing a mask outdoors, the risk is minuscule, Fauci said on ABC's This Week. A string of studies also found that, well, it isn't true what they said. So, is there any accountability for these government people making these claims? I would ask you. Because it's critical to know this stuff. I mean, how much did the government lie? And when you see Fauci lying about the theater comment, Rand Paul saying it's political theater, Fauci saying, no, you're wrong. And then 2 months later, Fauci admitting, okay, it was political theater. And now you have the CDC exaggerating the outdoor numbers while they claim they're following the science. And this debate just rages on and on and on and on about how genuine or honest or whatever you want to call it, government is. I don't even know how to respond because we're getting so much dishonesty and criminal activity from our government to where they are going to destroy trust 100% if they're not very careful. I mean, I'm to the point where I don't trust my government at all. Let me give you another example. Frequent traveler sues the CDC and Joe Biden for unconstitutional mask mandate on public transport. A Washington man has filed a federal lawsuit against the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, President Joe Biden, as well as several other government agencies challenging the mask mandate on transportation systems. I guess the guy's name is Lucas Wall. He describes himself as a frequent traveler. Okay. This is kind of interesting in my opinion. He describes himself as a frequent traveler, argued in his lawsuit that having to wear a mask on transportation systems is unconstitutional, particularly when traveling within a given state. They are improper, illegal, and unconstitutionally continues. Wall, by the way, is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. He was turned away by Transportation Security Administration agents in Orlando International Airport on June 2nd when they saw that he wasn't wearing a mask. No, I will not wear a mask. That's why I have my vaccination card, Wall told an agent. That agent then told Wall that he needed a mask. Wow. To fly from Orlando, Florida, to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Lucas Wall said, I'm not doing it. He says, it's just bogus. I'm not doing it. What do you think of that, folks? Now, I don't begrudge the guy for getting a mask. I think everybody needs to decide for themselves. I'm sorry, a vaccine. I think everybody needs to decide for themselves if they want to get the vaccine or not. And I think we should respect people's decisions, even if it may not be the decision we would choose. Okay, we need to respect one another, folks. We need civility. By the way, I'm just so busy, I haven't been able to work on it. But the Clarion Call for Civility, a website we're putting up, callforcivility.com. We're still working on that. We're just so busy. I just need funding and staff members to help all the cool things we're working on happen, right? Nevertheless, this gentleman, I don't even believe he's, you know, my kind of guy. He's for the vaccines and all that kind of stuff. But I commend him. When the CDC exaggerated the outdoor transmission rates, and when Fauci literally gets caught lying about this stuff, now frequent traveler Lucas Wall sues the CDC and Joe Biden for unconstitutional mask mandate on public transport. I think he's right. I think he's absolutely right. And it's shocking to me how enough Americans aren't standing up. This guy literally goes and gets the vaccine. Then he comes back and says, look, I don't have to wear a mask. I'm vaccinated. But here's the problem. The debate is now, are you going to be forced to show your vaccine card, your passport? That pushes that narrative, so that's not very good for frequent traveler Lucas. But nevertheless, it's an interesting debate. It's an interesting topic. Where are we going to go with this thing, folks? Nobody knows, but Americans need to stand up boldly, nobly, independently against mandated vaccination passports or mandated vaccinations. What about this natural immunity battle versus natural immunity versus, you know, vaccine-induced immunity? This debate rages on and on and on. Never mind that Fauci and the FDA are being challenged by all kinds of people, right? There's more data on natural immunity than there is on vaccine-based immunity. Yale University epidemiologist agrees. Cleveland Clinic agrees. Many doctors have been saying this for quite some time, and all they've been is shut down and ridiculed and mocked and abused. Wow, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Also, remember how we talked about hydroxychloroquine, how we said it was valuable and worked, and the government said, oh, no, it's not. Donald's crazy. You're crazy. It doesn't work. Now here's the headline, ladies and gentlemen. We get the truth if we are patient on things. They call it weight-adjusted hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin boosted survival of ventilated COVID-19 patients by 200%, ladies and gentlemen. By 200%. A study shows the details of this proof. A new study has found that the use of weight-adjusted hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, and azithromycin, or azithromycin, AZM, improved the survival of ventilated COVID-19 patients by nearly 200%. the observational study, which hasn't yet been peer-reviewed, was based on a reanalysis of 255 patients on invasive mechanical ventilation, IMV, during the first 2 months of the pandemic in the United States. Wait a minute. So if we know this was happening in the first 2 months, how come we don't have answers on this earlier? Why are we hearing about it so late in the game, folks? The researchers found that when the HCQ-AZM combination was given at lower doses to treat ventilative COVID-19 patients, the risk was more than three times higher. We found that we're in the dose, when the dose was set at the appropriate weight-adjusted level, success. That's an interesting reality check, is it not? So those who say that the, drug doesn't work, they're lying. They don't know. Yes, there's been a few examples where maybe we haven't had it weight-adjusted properly and it didn't do the job we were hoping that it would do, but we're now learning the key to the exercise. Okay, it needs to be a weight-adjusted hydroxychloroquine mixed with whatever you call this other thing, amithromycin, AZM is what they call it. Anyway, it's got to be adjusted for your weight to work effectively as it can. You know, we know that's true with all kinds of medications, right? They always, even when they give you penicillin or anything else, they're like, okay, how much do you weigh? And they, figure out a formula to know how much you're supposed to take, right? Especially if you're a kid, they literally measure the liquid and figure out the dosage and, all that kind of stuff. So weight adjusted is the key here. And, it should be obvious. But they just ran around and claimed it didn't work. Now they get caught lying once again. It does work, and they're admitting it blatantly in multiple studies. Big doctors are now talking about it. So more and more evidence coming out why it's a day late and a dollar short after they've already stolen our liberties and remade America. All right. Vote fraud still in the news. Why a judge has Georgia vote fraud on his mind? Now, I guess there's pristine Biden ballots that look Xeroxed. Paul Sperry, with real clear investigations, has this one. What do you think of that, folks? Let me say this headline again for you to remember. Why a judge has Georgia vote fraud on his mind? Because of pristine Biden ballots that looked like they were Xeroxed. Paul Sperry with real clear investigations with that piece. That is significant, folks, to all of you who said there was no vote fraud. What do you say to a judge saying, wait a minute, these ballots look like they were Xeroxed? They don't look like they're real. They don't look like they should. But then they run around and just say, no vote fraud. Right? How does that work? They're losing credibility so fast. The mainstream press is losing credibility so fast now. It is stunning. It is shocking. Right? And how fast they're losing credibility. The mainstream press told us forever, oh, yeah, there's no fraud. Now we see pristine ballots that look like they were Xeroxed. Yeah, and hydroxychloroquine doesn't work at all. Now we're finding out, yes, it does, if it's weight adjusted and combined with other things. Hey, we're told that you can't travel. You got to wear masks outdoors. All this turns out to be bogus. The government is in a credibility crisis. The mainstream press in a credibility crisis. But we remain true, ladies and gentlemen, and bringing to you news the networks refuse to use. That's who we are. I am Sam Bushman. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, tell the tale, donate liberally today, will you please? And we submit to you, God save the Republic of the United States of America.